Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 3, continuing our study talking about being like Paul. Paul uses himself
part
again.
Two.
Yeah, part two, the sequel of Paul illustrating himself as an example of putting others before self. He starts this in verse 5. We talked about verses 5 and 6 last time, and his reputation that he puts out there about not having confidence in the flesh. Today we're going to discuss verses 7 through 9 as he kind of applies where he's going with this, why he speaks to his resume. Verses 7 through 9 says this: "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I've counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith."
Okay, so all of these things that we talked about in the first couple of verses of this section about his resume, all of those things he says, I count them but loss. In fact, the couple of times that he's going to use that idea of loss in this these couple of verses here, starting in verse 7, I counted it as loss. In verse 8, I count everything as loss. This idea that, you know, whatever my resume might say, that's not who I am. You know, I think one of the things that we ministers, church leaders, people in general, we sometimes find our identity in things that really don't matter. You know, when preachers talk, you know, well, how are things at so-and-so church? How many members y'all got? That's how we define how big the congregation is, or how big the youth group is, or what lectureships we speak at, or what publications have printed our articles, or all of those things. They don't really matter. Where did you go to school? What degrees do you have? Those things don't really matter. That's not what we should find our identity in. And it could go even beyond that, of our favorite team, or where we're from, or the color of our skin, or, you know, our hobbies or our whatever. Our identity is not found in those things. Our identity is found in Jesus. And, you know, you go all the way back up to verse 4, and he says, if anybody's going to trust in the flesh, if they're going to find their identity of what matters to them in their resume, it ought to be me, because I've got a resume like nobody else. But all of those things I might have gained, I count but loss. And then everything else, even, I count but loss. Because in the grand scheme of things, all those things in the past, they're meaningless.
Yeah.
It really just doesn't matter. And that's the idea behind that word of loss, is that it's something of no value.
It's nothing. Yeah. His point in all this is, if there's somebody that gets to brag about reputation, then that's me. But I think it's interesting that he mentions finding our value in Christ. You know, you've got a bunch of high school quarterbacks that are all, you know, standing in this room arguing about which one's the best, and then Peyton Manning walks in, then everybody else, you know, it's kind of foolish then to argue about who's the best one in the room. Maybe to a lesser extent is the point that Paul is making here, is that, you know, if we're going to argue about, you know, what we have in the past and all these things that don't matter, then I'm the one who wins that argument. But he's the one who's saying, whatever that is, that's not what's valuable. What's valuable is our identity in Christ, which is something that all puts us on a very equal level playing field, because we're all equally in need of Christ and a relationship with Him, but we're all equally undeserving of Christ and His mercy.
So. And think about, you know, the point of this is all about teaching them to put others before self. That's what He's done. Where did you learn it from, Paul? From Jesus. Because He talks about the loss twice, I mentioned. Then He takes it up another level and says, I count all those things as rubbish, the ESV says. Is that what yours has?
Yeah.
That's really a poor translation of that word, dung.
Well, it's a mild translation. Yeah.
Dung is really, I mean, it's even worse than rubbish, you know. But notice what he also repeats in these couple of verses that we're looking at specifically today. Verse 7, it's loss for the sake of Christ. Verse 8, it's loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. The end of verse 8, that I might gain Christ. Verse 9, that I might be found in Him. Faith in Christ. It's all about Jesus. And when I recognize Christ and the need to gain Him, it means nothing what I did. None of those things matter.
Mm-hmm.
What matters most is Jesus. And that's all that I want to be in Christ. I can't have that keeping the letter of the law. That's what he says in verse 9. You know, I only through Christ. You can go back to my resume, the law, righteousness, you know, I was doing the things I was supposed to do, a Hebrew of Hebrew, Pharisee of Pharisee, you know, all of that. None of that matters, because that doesn't put me in Christ, and Jesus is all that matters. That's who I'm going to glorify, not myself.
Yeah, it's a section that heavily is saturated with Christ or Jesus or Lord or God, but you know, again, that's the emphasis, and that's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our identity has to be in Him, and whenever when it's not, that's whenever we get sidetracked. If we're worried more about Jesus liking us, or whoever else around us finding us to be impressive or worthy of whatever, and that that's something that really heavily ties back into this idea overall in the book of putting others before self, is that whenever I realize that I need Christ and I'm putting my identity in Him, then that's something that kind of automatically brings me down a notch, you know, that says I'm just someone that is trying to follow Him to the best of my ability. And that's something that we all need to be focused on as well. So if I'm more focused on that than trying to look better than everybody else in the room, then that solves a lot of those pride and ego issues.
And I love the comparison here of all of these other things, the resume, the what I do, myself, all of that. All of that, he keeps saying, is loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's dung, okay? So the value of it is nothing. It's less than nothing.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, knowing Jesus is not only something that has great worth, but surpassing worth. What does yours say?
The surpassing eight. Value.
Same idea. None of that means anything. This means everything. All of that is worth less than nothing, dung. This is worth more than everything.
Yeah.
Of knowing Jesus, see, and because that's all that really matters. None of those other things matter. These false teachers, they don't really know Jesus. They got the great resume, but what difference it makes? You're the most well-known preacher in the world. You've been published. You got the lectureship. You're preaching for the biggest congregation, but you don't really know Jesus.
Yeah.
What difference? If you've not internalized the message, what difference it make? If you've not started with yourself, it's not going to do any good. And I just love that whole idea of putting others before self has to begin with the correct view of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Paul's really teaching here, is that I don't matter. You know, there's a song that I love, one of the statements in it says, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Well, that's kind of what Paul's saying here. I'm a nobody. My resume's great, yeah, but it don't matter, because all that matters is Jesus.
So What do we focus on instead? At the beginning of chapter 3, he says, rejoice in the Lord. And he tells us where we should put our confidence. He says, we worship in the Spirit of God and the glory of Jesus Christ and put no confidence in the flesh. Focus on worshiping him. Focus on putting your confidence in Jesus. And then everything else falls into place under that. So we will stop there, and we'll continue talking about being like Paul the next time we are together. But for today, be like Paul in being like Christ and putting your confidence in him. We will continue this study next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.